And last but not least, the situation is escalating in the Central African Republic despite the presence of thousands of French and African Union troops in the country. Field reports show hundreds of civilians are rushing to flee the violence. On Saturday, neighboring countries appealed for help to rescue their citizens from the mounting crisis. The UN says more than 800,000 people have fled their homes during this month's violence, with about half of them seeking refuge in the capital, Bangui. More than 1,000 are believed to have been killed in 3 weeks of conflict between Christians and Muslims in the former French colony. Paris deployed troops there on claims of restoring order to the country. Let's go to Detroit and talk to Abiyomi Azikiwe, editor of Pan-African Newswire. Welcome, sir. Mr. Azikiwe, French troops are in the Central African Republic to supposedly restore law and order there, but how much can foreign military intervention help resolve the crisis there, and how much is this intervention for real?
Obviously, the intervention by France as well as Chad has worsened the political and social situation inside the Central African Republic. We believe very strongly that France is way in above their heads, that's why yesterday they made an international appeal again to the United Nations Security Council to provide additional troops to go into the Central African Republic. But they have no overall strategy for normalizing the situation inside the country. And what we're seeing now is general panic among large segments of the population, where people are trying to flee the country to get away from the escalating fighting that is going on. France has alienated a large segment of the population there. There's been demonstrations over the last several days against France and their role inside the capital of Bangui and other areas of the country.
And of course, we're seeing African countries again becoming the target of Western countries. I mean, we have the Central African Republic, Mali, being the target of French colonialism once again. I mean, what is the long-term plan, and of course, how will this have an effect on the economy?
I think it speaks directly to the economic crisis that's been plaguing Europe, particularly for the last 5 years. We have a situation in France where the majority of the population is totally opposed to François Hollande's government's intervention in the Central African Republic, in all likelihood in Mali, as well as Somalia and other areas on the African continent. They are there to advance their own national interests in relationship to the ruling interests in France, but at the same time, they're creating an untenable situation in various African countries. And until the African Union gets strong enough where it can deploy its own peacekeeping forces independent of France and the United States, we're going to continue to have these false starts in Africa that are largely based upon the interests that are going on in all these Western industrialized states. But Chad, which is allied with France, has created a lot of anger as well inside of the Central African Republic. Several Chadian troops were killed just 2 days ago in an ambush. So the situation is not getting any better inside that country.
All right, we'll leave it there for the timing. Many thanks, sir, to Abiyomi Azikiwe, editor of Pan-African Newswire from Detroit. As always, thanks for your thoughts, sir.